610. The Iraq War began on this day in 2003, and so did a mission of a different sort. KXL's Steve Leader has a report.
At this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people.
The beginning of the war was also the beginning of a new mission for a Portland man who goes by the name of QMAP.
When did you start going to these military funerals?
In 2003, shortly after the war started.
How many have you been to?
I don't have an exact count, but I know I've been on over 400 missions.
Have you heard anything at these funerals and memorials that sticks with you?
One of the biggest things is don't let their deaths be in vain. How appreciative that they are that when people actually show up at the memorial service to let the families know that they recognize the loss and they recognize the sacrifice and they want to help honor this man or woman that served and died for our country. Yeah, I had some guy just stopped and gave me a thumbs up. That was cool.
How did he know who you are?
He saw the back of my car, man. It says, don't let the memory of them drift away, IraqWarHeroes.org. And it also says on it, freedom is not free. And you know, a lot of people that take advantage of the freedom they have in this country have no idea that there are men and women out there every day dying to keep it that way.
QMAP also attends funerals of war heroes who served long ago. Steve Leader, News Radio 750 KXL.
KXL News Time 612.